Thank you so much, Anna. And thank you, Joan and Chris, for bringing us all together tonight. It's really good to be here with you, even from my attic, which is the only room in my house with a lock on the door. I want to just give a quick shout out to all the people who are working so hard to win this election for progressives this year, nationally and also at the state and the local level. I'm just going to name a few of my kind of many local heroes, Summer Lee, Sarah Inamorato, Marie Norman, and Matt Weiss, who run a group on Facebook called the Order of the Phoenix, Laura Putnam, Miriam Perez Putnam, Kip Dawson, Tracy Baton, and our own Joan Bauer, who has been volunteering to do election work for 50 years, she told us tonight. So just everyone who's working hard in both seen and unseen ways, to fight for truth and for justice for everyone, and to try to make this a real democracy, closer to it. All right, so I'm going to read two poems. My first poem is about street harassment. You'll hear different voices, and some of the experiences are my own, and some are from women friends of mine. Girl in the street. It's the way water eats rock. Hey, baby, why don't you smile? How it slips inside a hairline crack. Hey, mama, suck my dick. Slits it wide from within. Girl, can you handle 13 inches? I want to wear the jackal's teeth in the street. It's high gaze. But it's just me, a woman walking in my clogs and glasses. My daughter just learned to walk. Girl, where are you going? Still unsteady on her feet. Baby, you got a boyfriend? She barrels into the street, head first. Nice ass, girl, shrieking with glee. Bitch, why don't you smile? I'm almost 40. Girl, don't you want some of this? I should be able to talk back by now, right? Words break bedrock. I remember mine. Fierce slab layered with love and yes. Bitch, come on back. Their voices became hands, became dogs, became knives. Okay, and my last poem was inspired by Ross Gay's book, Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude. His book made me want to try to write about joy. If you haven't read it yet, you should. And this poem is about trying to move toward the light, which I think we're all fighting to try to do right now. I'm trying to write a joyful poem after reading Ross Gay's new book, which makes me feel light and giddy, like maybe a world in which figs fall from a city sky is possible. But my poem becomes about the collapse of long love, how even the brightest glint in the eye becomes shadow eventually. My son dances across the room in a red cowboy hat. He asks me to chase him. But the girl in the documentary I watch lives in a landfill outside Moscow. She drinks water from dirty milk jugs. And why does my joy always slide into darkness? My son laughs, his 8 teeth new and white, shining in the sun while I tickle his belly. Joy must be at least as complicated as sorrow, which is one reason I hate those posed pictures people take before weddings, before babies, hands clasped over the woman's belly, cupping warm skin, thinking they know what's inside. Maybe joy is an animal that scurries when you get close. Or maybe it's my son pointing out the moon, saying, look, up there, which makes me think how he almost wasn't so many times. And doesn't the girl in Moscow, Yula is her name, have joys too? And this cramped coffee shop hums with people telling other people across a stretch of table what it feels like to live on this planet right now, to have a mouth, to form words. I'm saying, how are you feeling? She's saying, "It was just so funny, so damn funny." And the woman next to me, she sighs, she laughs, she holds her belly. Maybe joy is the real mystery. Maybe I've been wrong for decades, only looking under the rock, pointing out the shades of dark. Last night, I lay across from my love and said, "I love you." Something I usually say while opening the fridge, while leaving the house, my back turned. I said, "I love you," staring right into his open eyes. What made me look is that I remembered he will die. Maybe joy is a hand reaching out in a fierce wind, one so very hard to open your fingers in or your eyes. Thank you.